Hey, this is Mike Bobbitt. I'm a guy who used to make things, and sometimes I still do. These days, I prefer making podcasts, and I have a new one called Soundtrack to My Life. On this podcast, I talk to different creative people about the music that shaped them. Sometimes the conversations are funny, and sometimes they're just kind of sweet.
I love that Pina Colada song. Yeah, I do.
Rihanna has had a huge impact on my songwriting.
I'm diving into the ocean, finding that one fish that has the toxins, and I'm just drinking those toxins all day.
Maybe they're saying, like, you should now go forth and rock. It's like a peace be with you situation.
I also have a playlist called F Jams. One in. To it, just in case.
We danced to a jazz version of My Favorite Things.
Soundtrack to My Life. It's available exclusive on Spotify. It's a exclusive. I'm going to try to make that word take off. It's a music plus talk show, meaning I can play songs in their entirety. So think of this as an interactive playlist with some of the coolest creative people I know, and you should know too. Soundtrack to My Life, a Spotify exclusive.
Throw it in a bowl. Toss it.
Welcome to cooking time.
What up, Dow?
What's up? We were just having steak Diane. It was delicious, yeah. Alex. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I like making a nice little pan sauce.
Can you actually, I'm not even kidding. Can you explain how you made that one more time?
So you fry the steaks, and then you take them out of the pan, and then you throw in some beef broth to deglaze.
Mm-hmm.
You let that reduce about two-thirds.
Okay.
Then you pour
same pan,
and then you pour that into another container just to get it out of the pan.
Mm-hmm.
And then back into the same pan, you throw in two medium-sized garlic bulbs, one medium-sized shallot,
mm-hmm.
Some mushrooms.
Chopped?
What's it called? Minced.
Okay.
And then you throw all that in with some butter,
mm-hmm.
and you let those get kind of like soft. You know, you don't want them to go too far, but just like start getting soft,
translucent,
and then you throw the broth back in.
Interesting.
Yep. You throw the broth back in, and then you splash it with some Worcestershire, mm-hmm. some Tabasco, and some heavy whipping cream, and then you just like mix that up.
Sounds like a thin steak.
And then you put the steaks back in and let it warm back up. And then
and
then what I do is I take some mashed potatoes and I put those on a plate, and then I put the steaks on top of the mashed potatoes, and then I pour the sauce over it all.
So that's like it's not steak Diane if you're gonna do your own thing. That's steak Alex.
No, it's steak Diane.
Tell them about a steak Ian.
But you need a lot of duct tape and adult diapers.
Steak Ian is just like tough as fuck.
Yeah.
Like Steak Ian beats the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
Steak Ian.
Like after you get done eating Steak Ian, your jaw is sore as fuck.
Yeah. You gotta stuff it down your pants, wait until it has that nice green sheen to it.
Ew.
And then it's ready.
Green sheen. Interesting. Yeah. Any chilies, or we're just talking straight algae from your ass crack?
Somewhere down there.
There's chilies somewhere down there in your asshole?
You can find it.
Is it a thin steak recipe?
No, it's a filet mignon.
Okay. Just talking about steak Diane makes me think of...
Do you slice the steak?
So I had them cut it to like an inch and a half.
Yep.
And then I beat it down to an inch.
Oh.
Yeah.
No beat you meat joke, John?
No.
John?
John's not here. Oh,
well, John, you know he would have filled in.
Yeah.
Apparently his
John wouldn't have let me finish that description.
Yeah.
That's what John would have done.
Probably not. And I would have helped him.
John is sad sick today because he got his ass handed to him at Royal Comedy Battle.
Hey, you know you don't just have to make up a name, right?
I like it.
Okay, we'll think about it. We'll talk to the focus group and we'll see.
Royal,
Royal Comedy Battle.
That's just like a bunch of nerds like slapping each other.
Yeah. And John lost.
Comedy Battle Royale.
Just a bunch of nerds slapping each other until like there's one person left standing on stage.
Yeah.
I heard rumor was it that John just put his head down and it looked like a tear dropped. And he just ran out of the room.
I'll tell you what happened. He did really well.
Yeah.
And Bruce just slightly edged over him.
Sure.
He got a little personal, you know, talked about his kids and all that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, John gets angry about that.
Honestly, I gave it to Bruce because I was a judge for the roast battle for the followers in Palestine. I gave it to Big to Bruce Palestine. Because it was so close in my head, and I knew that Bruce won. I thought in my heart, but I caught myself trying to, like, it came down to me too.
Really?
Yeah, it came down to me.
50-50?
And Bart Dangus made it that way on purpose.
What a jerk.
He said it out loud. He's like, I'm going with Bruce just so Nick has to decide. And so that might have played into it too, a little contrarian blood in me. And it was so close, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to fall to peer pressure. John's looking at me with his eyes like, you better, or I'm going to fake sick tomorrow. Yeah. That's what he was saying with his eyes.
Know.
No, he wasn't feeling good yesterday either.
Yeah, bullshit.
And he was reading from his phone, and he seemed a little
out of it.
Yeah, unbecoming.
Him and Bruce are like really good friends, though. They're like really close.
I know.
They know each other really well.
Yeah, that's why I wanted them to go.
Did John pull out some good moves?
Yeah, he did. He did. I can't wait to rewatch it because I was so. It was the first one I was kind of dressed up as a judge, and I was in the moment. I can't remember too many jokes. One I remember Diego said to Michelle Hart. He said, "You have." He goes, "All right, resting school shooter face." Diego was really funny, man.
Who won it?
Diego.
All right.
After we're done recording, I'll tell you the ones that I wrote.
I'd love to. Yeah.
I don't want to do it on the air though.
Tell him. Well, Alex had to drop out last minute, which sucks. But I totally get that situation. Somebody else dropped out too, like the day up. Anyways.
Yeah.
But
who dropped out?
He opened for the center left god or king. What is it?
I was asked to open for Adam Friedland.
Who the fuck's that?
From Cumtown.
Oh, yeah, cool.
It's a pretty big deal. They're making some good art, high art right
now. Now, currently, the Adam Friedland show.
All right.
But yeah, I found out Thursday because he has a feature that he brings with him, but his feature got sick and couldn't make the trip. And so they asked me
probably
if I
John
wanted to
kissed
do it.
Him
at the Independent.
Yeah.
But yeah, his usual feature got caught like the flu or some shit and couldn't fly, so they asked me to fill in.
That's a big deal, dude. That's awesome for you.
Did he enjoy your set?
He was cool as fuck, man. Like we fucking chilled in the green room and
dick tasted good.
It was like strawberries. All right. Yeah,
skinny about
it. It was very skinny
acidic.
But long.
It was an acidic. Dick.
It was very skinny but long.
And I want to.
It was like one of those
acidic.
It was like one of those like novelty pencils that you get on like vacation, you know?
No, not like with a big eraser.
Yeah, like they're like 12 inches long, but they're like super super. Like,
oh
yeah,
yes. Yeah. Like a Cedar Point,
a number 15.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. No, he's funny. What they're trying to do with the Adam Friedland show, I love it. Did you see them trying to remake Taxi Driver with him?
I didn't see that one. No,
dude, it's just cinematically what Nick Mullen's doing is amazing on that part. It's like the worst and best show.
Yeah. Did you ever. See? Have you? You saw the Tin Man sketch, right?
Yeah. With the dancing?
Yeah,
that was beautiful. That's beautiful. They like just to open to the show. It's like they do it. Do you remember the Dick Cavett show? Like the famous interviews, like John Lennon, like in Forrest Gump when John Lennon's on that when he meets John Lennon. That's on the Dick Cavett show. Like just tons of famous interviews from that era, like Muhammad Ali and all that stuff. They recreated that set, and they have Adam. The show starts off with a sketch that they made. And it's really well done. And it never makes any sense. It's really like silly, off the wall. Like it reminds me of when Louis had a show, that type of comedy, you know?
Yeah.
And then Adam goes up there and does like a fake like monologue, like, oh, thank you, you know?
Yeah.
Claps his hands for himself. And then they have a guest on, and they've had weird guests like Chet Hanks, the rapper, Tom Hanks' son.
Yeah. They've had some like crazy ones too. They had like Jadakiss.
Yeah, they had Jadakiss. Like it's off the wall shit. Jadakiss, Chet Hanks. They just got the guy who wrote Taxi Driver.
Oh yeah.
And
I saw
a ton
that.
Of other movies.
Yeah, I saw that.
And who else? They had fucking Como on.
Oh yeah, his brother.
Yeah,
the newscaster one. It's so funny. And they spent like $250,000 on that set.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's really well done. I mean, they're a crazy story, the come town guys.
Yeah, it's very funny. But it was a great weekend. Great crowds. Adam was like super cool. And
how was his set?
Oh, he was like super funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Spot on.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to like do any of his jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
On the pod, but I'll
the opener is a killer.
Oh, the opener is great. I got it on video. I'll show it to you guys when we're done.
Gotcha. Sam Talent was at the Independent last
Yeah,
night.
I wanted
that was fucking.
So good. I was like, I was looking forward to going and seeing him again because like last time I saw him was in Kansas City. So like I just wanted to go see him and hang out, and mm-hmm. then but like you know. I was like, yeah. I got to open for Adam.
He won't be back at the Independent ever again, I don't think.
He's from here. Or well, he's not. Okay, he's not from here. His wife is from here.
Oh, so maybe.
So he's back in Detroit all the time.
I just think that he's I don't know. I guess he's been a big
you. No, no, no. So Sam, like, I know what you're saying.
Diego said that to me, and I'm repeating it. I'm gonna be.
I know what you're saying. And if he ever like on a planned tour. Sure, he won't go to the Independent because like if he's planning a tour, he's going for like the big venues.
He'll do a night,
but he's back. He's here all the time. He's in Detroit
he's the
all
real
the time.
Deal.
And if he's just back like mm-hmm. for like family shit,
yeah,
he'll hit it. Us up and be like, hey,
that's cool.
Can I do your room?
Yeah,
you know, because like I told him about Smoke Show as well mm-hmm. in Kansas City. So like you know, if he's just like around, he'll hit us up and be like, hey, you got a spot or something, and mm-hmm. he'll just pop in and do a spot.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
You want to see my check for my show last night?
What do you check?
No, I should. I'm lowering the prize. I'm lowering the prize from 150 to 100 officially.
Why?
It's just I want more money out of it. I want more money out of it. And judges don't get paid from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously.
Why?
Because you know what? I'm almost 30. It's time I take a piece of the cake.
Oh yeah,
you know,
I'm 41 30, and still waiting on that.
How old you said Keith just had a birthday?
Yeah,
69. No, really, how old?
62.
Yes. Oh. No. Wait. What? This is 2024. He's 62.
Would he be upset with me knowing that?
No.
Some
no.
people are like that.
No, he doesn't care.
Some people are like that. Mainly really? Girls, right?
Yeah, it's mostly girls and like sassy gay guys.
It's like Karens.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Karens.
Yeah.
Get upset about like their age.
Uh-huh.
Because they're just looking at their mortal doom of getting ugly, you know?
Yeah. And like you know, you're right, sassy gay guys. When I used to work at the floral shop, Darren one time I needed his license because he asked me to like purchase something.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't give it to me. And we didn't purchase the thing that we needed. Or like he's like, I'll figure it out. I'm not letting you know how old I am.
What?
Yeah, I swear to God. No, because he looked like 32, yeah. But he's probably like 39 or
that's
something.
That's so funny. I have like an idea for a bit that I just never sat down and like fucked with.
What?
About like how like if when a twink doesn't want to let go of being a twink and how like old twinks are like this like just the saddest thing on the planet.
Yeah. I could like, I don't know much about it, but I could
what
see
what do
how
they
an old
turn
twink
into?
They try to hold on to it forever
because a twink so is a young thing.
Yeah, it's a young guy.
Oh, I always thought the twink was just you're just some small little.
No, it's
thought it was like a fairy, it's, like a literal in the garden flying around.
I guess
it's well, it is that, but it's also age. So like,
I never knew it was an age thing.
Yeah.
So what do you graduate to?
I mean, usually you just like you know fucking
just go straight to gay.
So there's some kind of mathematical
twink into gay guy.
Just yeah, I'm just a regular guy.
Yeah, that I'd be pissed off about. Like,
yeah,
about
so you could see their side
graduate,
of it.
Yeah, yeah, you graduate from twink to married and a kid. You know?
Oh,
they peaked in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
That's horrible.
No, I mean, there's like a bunch of different paths. You could become like a jock.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a thing in the gay world. Like guys that are like all like. Fucking jack
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah.
They're jocks. So
yeah.
you could become a jock. You could become a cub when you get into your 30s. Yeah, it's like a 30-year-old bear, basically.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Because you're still going to be some small hairless thing, like a twink.
Mm-hmm.
So I just...
Yeah, you're never a bear.
No.
A twink can't become a bear.
No.
Right?
right? Unless they grow a beard.
Well, if like they get, I mean, if they gain weight, they can be a bear.
Mm. No, I thought you had to be.
I used to be a fucking twink.
Really?
Yeah. Now look at me.
You weren't.
Yes, I was. I weighed 150 fucking pounds.
Wait. Not the weight, but the hair. You always had that.
See, I don't even think. I don't even think you can be a twink at 150 pounds in those shoulders.
Can you be?
I don't think so.
Can you be a hairy twink?
No, usually. you gotta be
okay.
Like,
so now like, we found the rules. Yeah. You can't be a hairy twink, and you can't be what's that? What was I thinking? I lost it.
A bear?
No. So you were never a twink then, because you were hairy.
Okay, I guess technically I was an otter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just watched that South Park episode today where the otters took over the world. And they eat on their bellies. You just eat on your belly.
Yeah, I saw that.
He still does that.
One time, I had to stay at my friend when I was moving out of my childhood house. I had to stay at a friend's house, this Jewish household, the Rubies, for about 3 weeks. And the dad, you know, he just worked all the fucking time, and he would come home. And we were watching TV, and I was laying on the couch eating Cheez-Its off my stomach.
Yeah.
And he woke up out of his sleep and saw me doing it and just went. He's like, you're a guest.
Yeah.
He goes, you're a guest. And his son's would, shut up, Dad. Shut the fuck. We all eat fucking Cheez-Its on our stomach. I was like, I'm sorry, Mr. Ruby. That was disrespectful. But I wasn't spilling. But just to imagine you work all day. You pay for your four kids to eat and go to school and play football and all that. And then you wake up out of a sleep and you look over and there's like this kid that's been living in your house for 2 weeks laying down eating Cheez-Its off his stomach. He snapped a little bit.
Oh yeah, I would have too.
He was hilarious. One time, like he would always like wake up out of a dead sleep. I was walking to the kitchen late at night and I had a paper plate like with some taquitos on it. And he woke up and he goes, "You got two plates." I went back to bed like from a distance.
Yeah. It's funny. I remember when I was living with my friends in Hamtramck, my one friend Rob, he like fell asleep. He was like watching TV in the living room and he was drinking a beer and he like fell asleep but he like fell asleep with the beer like on his chest, like straight up.
Nice.
And then I went to bed and I don't know, like maybe an hour after I went to bed, I just hear, "Ah, fuck."
You didn't move it.
I've done that way too many times.
At least not a cigarette.
Yeah. Like today, so I got a bowl of corned beef and cabbage.
Nice.
But it was one of those bowls with the flat edge on it. So you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it's like a plate bowl.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how do I drink the broth? So I'm like, I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah. You just spilled it all over yourself?
Bro, I just went, fuck it. I'm going.
Hell yeah.
Just running off the side of both of the beard, right all over my chest. And like everyone's like, "Dear fucking God, Ian." And I'm just like, "I'm not even drunk." Like,
well, that's why you usually carry your funnel with you.
Yeah, you were eating like you were in I can't remember the name of the game. The fucking fucking medieval game where you're going around in villages, like open world one. God damn.
Skyrim.
You're eating like you're in Skyrim and shit.
Yeah. Trying.
Yeah.
And everyone, and then like, Andy was like, "Oh, fucking can't fucking take a piece of shit anywhere."
Would you go to an Irish pub today?
No, I just went to my buddy's house. He called me up and was like, "You want some corned beef and cabbage?"
You know what a great invention was? Those cereal bowls with the straw attached.
Yes,
that was incredible.
Where'd those go?
Oh, you can still buy
turtles. They're all in turtles' assholes.
And also, have you ever had the coffee mug with a bowl on it?
No,
in the handle,
like a cup bowl?
Under it.
Yeah, it's a weed bowl.
A bowl.
Yeah, and so it's like your coffee mug, and you can pack up a bowl in it.
Oh my God.
That's fantastic. That's
Joey Diaz's dream right there. Tip top will go. You got to get high in the morning, dog. we should go out to an Irish pub after this and do a little jig. Diddly, diddly, I'm diddly, right, diddly. Bro. You good? I got one right by the house there.
Yeah, the wheel.
Yeah, the wheel. I heard on the way here, I hear all fucking day. People just drunk.
We used to go to the wheel every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks fun. I look at the people there and I'm like, either I'm a judgmental asshole or I just don't hate everybody. I don't know.
No, I try not to go out on these days like this or 420.
This is lame. It's too much.
Yeah.
Like people are just too much.
Yeah. I remember once a long time ago for the Corktown Parade,
you were afloat?
I was supposed to meet up with this girl. I've been trying to bang her for a little bit. Whatever, we meet up, and later on, she gets a little too drunk and just fucking eats shit face first on the cement. She comes up, she lost a tooth. Just road rash on her face. She's like, am I all right? And I was like, I gotta go.
I gotta go?
Yeah.
Am I all right?
And I just left her like right there outside of Nemo's, dude. And just like camouflaged into the crowd. Never saw her again.
He just like he was like a predator. Just fucking went into camouflage mode.
Yeah, dude. I literally like left
that
her.
Homer Simpson meme when he just goes bush.
He's just like predator. He just goes into the fucking camouflage mode, and all you hear is like clicking.
Yeah, it's me breathing lots of away.
Yeah.
And you only do that when like you're not about to get laid.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, I left her at the side of Nemo's crying, fucking all fucked up. It was great.
Got a lot of St. Patty's memories coming to my head now.
Oh, I have too many. I used to live right at Michigan and Temple, pretty much.
Mm.
And Michigan and 14th.
Yeah.
And so like we would have the parade party at my house. Mm. And fucking then just walk down there and get fucking weird.
I've never gone to that parade.
I've walked in it.
Yeah?
Yeah, because my buddy, his family owns the old Shillelagh.
Oh, okay.
And so we used to jump on the old Shillelagh party bus and fucking just get rowdy with those fuckers. That's cool.
Yeah, do they still own old Shillelagh?
Yep. Okay. Weird enough, if you were watching the hockey game yesterday, my buddy is the one who did the anthem for the game.
No shit.
Yep. Okay. It was a beautiful moment. I was really happy for him.
Hmm. You Irish, Givens?
Nope, just ugly.
Why do you think...
I will say one riff that Adam did have. Hmm. He like... For the late show yesterday, it was like pretty mixed, like Cumtown people and just regular people.
Oh, cool.
And so he like asked somebody like that clearly wasn't a Cumtown fan if they were a Cumtown fan. Yeah. And they had no idea what he's talking about. And so he's like, oh, it's don't worry. It's nothing. I used to do a podcast for ugly guys.
Fun.
Diddly diddly diddly.
Oh,
diddly.
Did you? He didn't believe me, and I had to send him the info on it. But the whole Filipino Thailand ladyboy
crisis
fucking
of 2014.
Yeah, 24? Gang war that's going down right now. Anybody?
I am not aware.
Cool, bro. It's
bears
serious.
Versus the twinks.
Yep. Yeah. Is that what you become?
Otters versus the twinks.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Is otter a real thing or you make that up?
No,
that's a real thing.
Okay. I was going to say,
It's a skinny, hairy guy.
You're a twink fucking bear guy.
Fuck. I'm like fat, skinny.
You're just Italian.
I'm mainly fat, but
you're
I'm just
skinny. Italian.
Thanks. Thank you. I'm not an otter or anything.
No,
I'm not an animal.
No, you're just a fucking Italian.
What if you're a big guy and you're fucking like an egg? Just Humpty Dumpty up there. That was one that that Bruce said about John. I think there was some punchline where he's Humpty,
Humpty Dumpty.
Dumpty. Yeah.
I mean, if you're a bigger guy, you're a bear.
You're a bear.
Yeah, you're a bear.
Yeah.
It does like an albino, like a creepy rare bear, like a naked bear.
Yeah.
What would a naked bear?
Oh,
look
dude,
like?
It's so funny. Like
a bear.
No, I bet you would look terrifying.
Like it's so funny. Like gay guys. Like gay guys can be like very racist with that kind of shit.
Really?
Yeah, I remember I was at
black
like,
bear. I got a black bear.
I was at Pride. I was at Pride's, not here, not this one. I was like at a Pride somewhere. Like I was like doing shows somewhere, and it happened to
being
be Pride.
Prideful, yeah.
And And this guy looked over, and there was an Asian guy, and he's like, "Oh, I got there's a panda bear right over there."
Yeah, bet you he don't want to fuck.
That's amazing, panda bear. I didn't think about that. That's good. I love that.
I better known as Sumo.
He's like, "Oh, I'm gonna get some of that panda bear over there."
Oh my lord, I would have lost it.
That's funny.
I would have been like, "Whoa, you're my new best friend." Yeah,
Australians are like koala bears.
Oh my god!
Come on, there's got to be another
this
one.
Is mostly, great. Mostly because their ass smells like eucalyptus.
Oh, I think we're out. There's no way there's another one. Well, a red panda? No.
A red panda? Yeah.
That's just a
ginger,
Native American.
No, okay. That's just a ginger.
Okay, you're going to take it that way. That's fine, too. But there's no bear in the word.
What?
What's an anteater? That's Adam Friedland.
That's uncircumcised dick.
Just an uncut dick.
Oh, they call it that?
Yeah.
Man, I love these. Man, that's why I got to hang around with guys like you. Learn new things.
I grew up with a couple of good gay friends. Like, they became gay. In our transition of
men. They decided.
He grew up with them.
And also, while my mom's best friend was gay, like, the whole time.
Me too.
And so, yeah, like, but she only dates, like, big, manly Cuban lesbians.
Your mom?
No, my mom's best friend. And no, my mom's all about that dick.
You seem prideful about that.
Well, I would hope so. Yeah. She is. But yeah,
she's all about that dick, or like she just prefers.
I think she's all about that dick.
Your mom's promiscuous.
I
think my mom was
nice.
Nowadays, I think she's pretty.
I think there's a difference between being all about that dick and I liked it. Like, I'm a dick.
Yeah, there's definitely a difference.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I like dick is just, you know, you
kind of deal with it.
You just prefer dick.
Oh, yeah.
But all about that dick is like you're just constantly looking for dick.
Yeah. I'm all about that dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
like, right. Like, you know, I'm all about that.
Everything
base.
That you exist for is dick.
Yeah. Well, you know, she married a man.
So we were talking about that song the other day, All About That Bass. No, do you hear about that? They changed the lyric or something?
No, I haven't.
I don't know. I hate that song. It's about being fat, right? About having a fat ass. All About That Bass. No treble. There's a chubby girl singing. It's like, we get it, you know? Treble's skinny bitches in your head.
Is it?
Trouble, not that far apart.
Oh, actually, that's a question. 9/11. I'm going to ask you guys off.
Now we're cooking.
Yeah, I can't ask you that one.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Nope.
We'll talk about how you spilled the beer in your vat of fucking...
No. It's a racial thing, and I can't find anything online about it.
It's racial, and you can't find anything online
about it. So you're coming to the experts.
Yeah.
Sounds like you got the...
Well, I called up all my black friends. I was like, "Ayo, what's all this about?" It was just like... Don't ever talk about that ever again. And just hung up on me. And I was like,
Alex said, you came to the right people.
Yeah. May I?
What's your thought?
Unfortunately, John's not here.
Yeah. I got some racial thought. Like, why specific? And I'm serious about these two things. Why do you think that Asian people, not all Asian, I'm going to say Oriental, because you know what I mean. Because you know what I mean when I say it. Why did the eyes evolve that way? And then in that region of the world specifically, you know? And then why in Ireland?
Well, okay. I got an idea.
Why is there so many redheaded? I was watching a parade in Dublin this morning. And you were talking about parades earlier. I would never be in a parade. Parades are for idiots.
What?
What do you do?
You wave.
It's stupid. You watch a parade and you judge them.
No, not at all.
It's not stupid. I got to get better about
that. I was in a parade once, and I was in an old 57 Cadillac.
Yeah? Doing the Asian eyes?
No. I was sitting next to a life-size teddy bear.
Were you really?
Yes. And I kept on trying to cut the back open and get in it.
Yeah.
Freak people out. And my mom was not having it, dude.
You were in a convertible.
Yeah.
Like you're a valedictorian going on the parade.
Did you have a
sash?
No.
And a teddy bear?
Nope.
But, oh, you were a young kid.
I was young. I was very young.
I'm picturing every story you tell me, I picture you looking like just now. Like you. Yeah.
Yep.
I remember one year I went for the Hamtramck Festival. Mm. Me and my grandma went to watch the parade. And George H.W. Bush was in the parade that year.
Really?
Yeah. And so they were like Secret Service, like all up and down the fucking, the path. Bet. And I was just sitting there with my grandma, and one of the Secret Service guys started talking to me. I was like 10. Mm-hmm. And then like later I read about how when I became an adult, I read about how George H.W. Bush would give midnight tours to young boys in the White House.
Really?
And yeah, you're like, sign me up.
So I'm pretty sure that Secret Service guy was like trying to like recruit me.
Dude,
why the fuck would he do that? Squad.
You could have had why wouldn't celebrity George Bush, why would he do that?
Because he's just trying to mentor kids, you know. He's trying to make them grow America up to be great.
Dude. I can't see his eyes right now. He's has sunglasses on, so I don't know when he's being serious. Just trying because
he was famously like a great mentor to youth. You know?
Stop with the smile after, because I can't tell if he means it or this? If he's being a.
No, bro, he's a fucking president, dude.
Yeah,
icon.
Yeah, every president is a good person.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm in. Now I know that you're fucking with me.
Look at Rape Island. That was a great place.
Where was that located?
I don't know.
You ever look at that on Google Maps?
Was it just a big old
dick? Sure, it's
dick?
Blocked out.
Yeah, like that's the landing strip, the shaft of a dick?
Yeah.
But just the shaft, no balls
are there. Yeah, no, the balls are there. That's like Rape Building A and Rape Building B.
it's just a veiny landing strip.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure this Secret Service guy was like trying to like recruit me.
They could see it already.
Oh, I was a hot kid.
Yeah, goddamn
like,
right.
I was a fucking hot ass kid. Yeah. Like any fucking U.S. senator would have wanted a piece of this.
I know. It shows. You got
something. You said something that you lost your chances though.
I think you failed
the interview.
Well, my grandma was there.
Yeah, and she starts.
She cock blocked you.
Yeah, basically. Yep.
She started yelling at him in Serbian, and they're like, whoa.
No. Yeah. Not
that. Listen, I could have, right now, if she didn't do that, I could have one of the biggest fucking kick channels. It would be insane.
Yeah. I don't even know what a kick channel is.
I would have, like, the biggest crypto casino online right now if she didn't fucking do that shit.
Right?
You think so? Oh, you think 100%. That's a one-to-one connection?
100%.
Yeah.
Direct cause and effect thing.
Yes, 100%.
You could have been Butterfly the effect. New age child madame for the Bushes, dude. It's all there.
Parades are, yeah, I guess I should be, I don't know.
This is why you should go.
See, this is what you're missing out on.
Yeah, right?
Did they
always have the old races in the old Hamtramck parade?
No, I think that's like a new thing. I don't remember that when I was a kid.
All right, me either.
Yeah, I don't
try
remember
to remember.
Yeah, I don't remember that as a kid. I think that's just like a new thing that they started.
Like I always had to go.
Or
down
maybe
there.
Maybe it was like a thing that was like way, way in the past, and then they stopped doing it for a little bit, and they picked it up again. But when I was there, I don't remember seeing that.
I don't either.
Yeah,
and like my grandma used to always take us to like Punchki Day and all that, and yeah, like it was a thing.
Yeah,
you had to go to fucking Royal Air of the Palace.
Yeah,
eat your 5 punchkis, or we can't go to the palace.
No, that's where you go get the fucking punchkis, and then like it was lunch at fucking Polish cafe.
Yeah,
Polish fuck.
Yeah, dude, look at me.
Is that true that you guys do things backwards?
Yeah,
or wrong?
What do you think? Look at me, dude.
I don't know. Like, honest to God, do you find that there's a strangeness to Polish people?
No.
But
I
do.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Let me just one time, and then you tell me the truth.
Yeah.
I did a show at like a Polish American club or something in Grand Rapids. It was for the Sunday night funny competition, whatever. Yeah. And there was just like chairs on the wall. It was like just bad decoration, like just weird shit, like a lace over like a lamp. Mm. It just looked awful. It looked like a funeral home mixed with like a chic. It was just confusing.
It's very
combinations of home shit.
Well, it's like it's all that like Eastern European kind of thing. Like take you know.
It didn't seem like any of that. It seemed like just there was nothing I can pinpoint. I was like confused. Mm. It was like a Bennigan's, but or like an Applebee's, but like more spread out and creepy.
Huh.
And I don't know.
No,
but I've never seen a Polack quote unquote, like putting in a screw the wrong way or a light bulb. You know,
I've never. Usually, they're the ones I've grown up with, like very smart, educated men.
Yeah,
like, one of the funniest things was that episode of Sopranos in the Meadowlands.
Yeah,
when they like they think like they take that Russian guy out there because they like shot him.
Oh, it's Pine Barrens.
Pine Barrens, yeah, Pine Barrens. And so like they shoot him, but he like disappears. Mm-hmm. And so they're like chasing him, and he's a Russian guy, and they keep calling him a Polak.
Yeah.
Like Paulie Walnuts keeps like calling him a Polak.
I'll kill you, you one shoe fuck.
They're out there eating ketchup packets. Yeah. That is like universally known as the best episode of.
Oh yeah, that's.
I mean, it's really funny.
So good. Yeah,
I never liked that show.
What do you want to talk about, Alex? You want to talk about something else?
And I'll say this too.
He didn't mean it either.
Godfather. Sinatra.
You don't like art, do you?
Yeah, I love art.
What's your favorite art?
Graffiti.
It's the name of this podcast. What's your favorite art?
I'd say graffiti and then food.
Graffiti and food. That's a good answer. Both of them.
Yeah, they are.
For somebody who like is going to shit on other high forms of art.
Yes.
That's a great answer. Except for graffiti is kind of like all the same though, right?
No.
It is though. It's a genre of something. So it's like saying a crime movie is the same. It's like saying The Godfather is a crime movie. You know what I mean?
Well, it is.
Hardly. They don't even mention the word mafia in it.
Whatever. Never. What happened to the turtle guy?
Turtle?
I like turtles. Yeah.
So from what I understand through stories of people,
you don't know about the turtle guy?
He moved out to California.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he was like Banksy before Banksy.
No, like Banksy was doing fucking like very, risque.
Well, I mean, as far as like the mysteriousness, right? Like he was like Banksy before Banksy, like all these turtles just started showing up everywhere and people were like, who the fuck is doing this?
But yeah. They're in Detroit. Like in the early 2000s.
Essentially what he was doing was he was drawing turtles on buildings that needed to be torn down.
But
as like a statement to the city, like, hey,
yeah,
because it's taking so slow to knock it down.
Yeah.
But there's stories that it was one guy. There's other stories I've heard where it's like a team of seven, because at like one point in Detroit, there was like, I'm not lying, like something like 25,000 turtles.
How big?
Jeez.
Like something as big as like a silver dollar. Just drawn real quick
to the whole side of a
full
house.
Wall of like turtles doing cartwheels.
Probably a team then, right?
And I don't know. It's
just, wasn't like a very detailed turtle. It was just like a simple line art turtle.
Quick
so.
Throwy. And then he started doing dead crackhead.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you'd see like dead crackhead.
He would
stuff.
Outline the dead crackhead.
No, he had this character that was like dead crackhead and like, you know.
Yeah, I didn't know about
Tyrone Biggums.
But yeah,
when I said all graffitis, I meant the writing. It always looks like one. I guess I'm just upset. I can't read it.
The typography.
Most of the time. Yeah, the typography. Yeah.
Well, that's what I think is so interesting about it. Is that these people are making their own fonts.
Yeah, but it's all derivative of the same thing. But you could say that about any... Why are you laughing at that?
What? Just how dismissive you are.
I'm making an argument that I don't completely believe in, just to see what you guys think, I guess.
Don't get wrong, there are like certain styles that you go with. But also, you know, like some of this stuff is just really cool, well thought out.
Yeah.
You know? Calligraphy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. Like, he knows way more about. He was like in the graffiti fucking world.
Dude, every world that there could be.
Well,
I believe that you've been in it.
Yeah. I never threw. Like, I was really bad at art, but like, I was the one making holes and breaking into the buildings.
No shit.
Yeah.
I just imagine Ian like a cat burglar. He has that little like the glass cutter thing that cut like little circle.
Oh yeah, dude. We had it all.
I pictured them like tying a ball Or tying you to a string and just fucking just, swinging you.
Yeah. Or just dropping him in through the ceiling. he has to break through the late. He has to break through like the lasers.
Mission Impossible at the bottom.
He's like fucking. He's like Catherine Zeta-Jones in that one fucking movie.
God, I don't remember.
But no. Actually, I just befriended a new friend who is. Who was a really well-known graffiti artist in Detroit. It was funny. We were at this dinner and it was kind of like, what do you do? What do you do? Type bullshit. And next thing you know, he's like, I wrote as this person. Instantly, I just put my hand out and I go, thank you for all the like years of enjoyment looking and finding your artwork. Mm-hmm. And he was like, wait, what? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, who'd you write as? Like, I'm like, nobody. Like, I was one of the kids making the holes. And he was like, all right. Like,
we need you.
Bro. And it's funny. Like, we started talking about how you used to break.
A hole maker. A kid hole maker.
Well, it's like. I was like, yeah, you know how you used to have to get into the United Artists building this way? He's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm the one who cut that
there's,
out.
There's a book called
Holes.
Fuck, what was it called? No. There's a book called I Heard You Paint Houses. And it's written by
the Irishman.
Yeah. It's about Hoffa. Mm-hmm. Like the guy who claims he killed Hoffa wrote that book. And I'm just, that's Ian's book, the guy who cuts holes.
Yeah. Wow.
I heard you make holes.
Yeah. And it's a euphemism for fucking people in their ass. But to bring it all back, that episode of The Sopranos, when they're in the Russian's apartment later on in the episode, they use the term interior decorator also for like a paint houses. Cause it's like, like you shoot them in the head and it blows their brains all over the house.
Yeah.
You're a hitman. Yeah. And he goes, interior decorator, this house looked like shit. There's so many little fucking jokes in there like that. Dead serious idiot Italians.
Another good one, is, the episode after the mock execution.
The mock execution.
When they basically take what's his name? Chris to the docks.
Yeah.
And they put the gun up to his head and they pull the trigger and there's no bullet in there. It just clicks.
God, I can't believe I don't remember. I thought
you
I
don't remember that.
I remember everything.
Get
about
your
the
fucking surprise.
Yeah, fuck they because him and his friend, they kept knocking over trucks because they were like just low level fucking guys and they were trying to be like Tony and Jackie were when they knocked off the card game.
Yeah.
Because they thought that, like, if they showed that they could knock off the boss's stuff.
Yeah. It was Christopher that
Yeah, they took Christopher to the... So they killed Tony. His friend.
Yeah.
They killed his friend. But they took Christopher to the docks.
That's right.
Like they were going to kill him.
Yeah.
And he was freaking out. And then they just, like, put the gun to his head. And he started, like, really fucking freaking out. And he pissed at himself. Mm-hmm. And then they pulled the trigger and it just clicked. And then he, like, fucking just, like, fell out.
Wow.
Yeah. But the episode after that is fucking hilarious. Because he goes home and he's wearing like a neck brace because they like beat the fuck out of him as well.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a neck brace and he's got Adriana like driving him around the city trying to find out who did it. And he's like being all like fucking like Inspector Gadget about it. Like he's trying to like hide, like he's like hiding and Adriana's just like walking out in the open.
Yeah.
He's like, Adriana. Yeah. I don't know who these fucking guys are.
Yeah.
You gotta hide. And she's like, oh my God, Christopher. They're hiding right around the corner. And then she like looks inside of a garbage can. He's like, are you in there? Are you gonna kill my boyfriend?
Wow, that's great. I don't remember. Dude, it's the funniest with the combination of how good of a dramatic show it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like how it can make you feel. It's also the funniest show.
Oh yeah, it's hilarious.
Pretty horrible.
Dude. When Christopher is a heroin addict, and he accidentally,
I know all, dude, I've watched it all.
What about this line then?
All right.
Accidentally sleeps on the dog Gazette, the little dog.
Yeah,
he falls asleep and he nods out on it. Yeah, right? And then in the morning, she's like, Christopher, it's Gazette. She's not breathing. And he gets up and he's like all confused and he goes, she must have crawled under there for warmth. And he meant it. That's serious. The hypocrisy with all the whole show is everybody feels like they're slighted,
yeah,
and everybody is a hypocrite.
Yeah,
there's like two good people maybe in the show.
It's so funny. Artie, like Artie's the only good one.
No, Artie's not good. Remember, he gets creepy with Adriana.
Oh well, that's after they divorce though. But that's after they like kind of fuck him.
If anything, his wife Charmaine Bucco is one of the only good ones.
Sure,
she knows everybody's a piece of shit.
Right, right.
And she's a bitch. But we watch the show and go, I hate her. She's
a
bitch.
So I still think Artie is at least a redeemable character.
Yeah, sure.
Because like, he doesn't understand what's happening to him,
mm-hmm,
and he's just reacting to what's in front.
He wanted he wanted the soccer coach that fondled like one of the daughters on the team. Mm-hmm. Remember, he wanted him killed.
Well, that's why is that bad?
Well, yeah, that's a great argument. He's in the garden picking the things, and he's like, you know, a man like Tony Soprano would take care of this. And she's like, Artie, what are you talking about? You mafia friends again? They owe us $6, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just great. It's great food for thought, and it's funny.
I'm embarrassed that Steve Buscemi was in that show.
I'm embarrassed that you're on this show.
I'm embarrassed. You're used to that. Am I the Steve Buscemi? Huh? This show,
you are the
Steve Buscemi.
You're the what's
Tony
his face?
Blondetto.
You're the what's his face? The one that Tony like beat the shit out of for killing the stripper.
Oh, fucking Ralphie!
Yeah, you're the Ralphie of the.
You're
podcast.
The guy from the Matrix.
Yeah, you're the Ralphie. You're the Ralphie of the podcast.
What's now, do you think at Tony the Pants? End it was just Tony who got killed, or his whole family at the dinner table?
I think it was just him.
It would be all of them for that.
Right? That's what I always thought. I always thought that the whole family just got fucking murdered.
I remember.
Don't stop believing.
I remember when the movie came out.
There was a movie?
Yeah.
Many Saints.
Yeah, yeah. Tim Dillon did an episode where he like
I know.
Recapped it.
Yeah.
And for about like 5 minutes, I thought it was like for real because I didn't see the movie.
Yeah.
And so he's just like recapping it. And he starts talking about how, like, it's about how Tony was gay.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, for a minute, I'm like, what the fuck? And then he just starts getting, like, really ridiculous with it. I'm like, oh, okay, this is a bit.
That's a sign of a great comedian.
But for, like, legitimately, like, 5 minutes, I thought it was, like, for real. Yes.
I don't know. Maybe I like to suck dick or something. Yeah. I don't know. I can't get these fucking balls out of my head. And she's like, Anthony? Do you want to talk about your mother? I'm sick of talking about my fucking mother. I want to talk about my balls. I'm always talking about my balls.
What was the movie about?
It was about him as a kid.
Oh.
It was about Christopher's father, Dickie Moltisanti, that they mention all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Who they always mention, like, the one that mentored Tony into the whole family thing. Yeah.
And the uncle's
and a black And a black guy fucks his girl. And it's like all this racial tension in Newark at this time. There was like a riot going on then, like racial riots apparently. So it's like he combined that with Italian racism very well, I thought. The movie, a lot of people shit on it, but it did everything I wanted. Like the Uncle Junior is the funniest motherfucker. They always mention how I used to play catch with you, you know, when you were a kid. And when he falls in the rain and he goes, sister's cunt. Sister's cunt. Who says that when they fall?
Junior was another character that I fucking loved on that show.
Me too. Go shit in your hat.
He was so funny.
I hated Junior. I hated Junior so much.
How about when he got his hand stuck in the garbage disposal?
I was really happy about that.
And he was there for like a day and somebody said, why did you call me? He's like, what? My fucking toes!
I thought he kept dying and was going to lose his hand. And I was like, really betting on that.
I hated Junior too, especially when he shot Tony. Mm.
No, I Junior was hilarious to me.
Yeah, I mean, he's the funniest.
Yeah.
Horrible show.
I think Chris and Junior were the funniest.
Yeah, Chris. Those two were so like, imbecile.
I
got to meet the guy who played Chris.
Really?
He was the heroin act, right?
Mike Imperioli?
Yeah. So
he was Spider in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
He did that, like, cop show here in Detroit.
Oh yeah, Detroit
668 or something like that.
Yeah, it was something something like that.
So my girlfriend at the time was a grip in movies and TV, and when we met, she was doing that show, so I got to go to the cast party.
No shit.
Yeah, and I was like, why do I know you but don't know you? And he was like, I was in a show, and I'm like, good for you. Now he's like, you heard of Sopranos? I was like, yeah, I never had HBO. And like,
and you were proud that you didn't know. Why? You felt good. You felt good about that, didn't you?
Well, then I made it a game where I was like,
never heard of it.
Yeah, because I was like, I guess I heard of that fucking thing, and like,
you believe it.
And yeah, so I roused him, and then I guess like later in the night I went to go to the bathroom, and he told my girlfriend like how much he liked me because I like.
Was honest?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah, he was.
He's in
really,
a band.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you that band's that's not, fucking horrible.
It's called.
Is it like 90s classic rock?
It's like bad rock, yeah.
Yeah, I bet, dude.
Good, you're pretty on the nose with, with the music. Zupa's the name of it.
Zupa is the name of the band.
Like, are they just trying to do like Springsteen?
It seems a little bit like that. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Because he's from Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Michael Imperioli.
Yeah. I don't know about him. No, no.
Every New Jersey is
that's what I was saying. Like, God. That's what I was going to say.
They're all Italian
if he's from Jersey, yeah. Then like, it makes sense.
It's just like, who's that child coke actor who now like tries to be...
Corey Feldman.
Thank you. He's trying to be...
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson all day, dude.
He's trying to be his abuser.
Yeah. The wrong kid died, weird. Dude.
Strange. Wrong kid died.
That's been in my head all it's fucking
my favorite
week.
Movie of all time.
He hits me up fucking I hate you or something like that.
I never
that.
Said that.
And I'm like, ha, okay. And he's like, wrong kid died. And like was just on me for no apparent reason.
I never said I hate
so
you.
So I had to cut my thigh a little bit that night.
Just because I said wrong kid died
yeah.
to you?
Yeah,
Jesus.
Because my mom did have a miscarriage, and so it could have been me.
So your mom had a miscarriage, and you yep. love parades.
Well,
so.
You were too strong to be miscarried.
Oh yeah, I was. Yeah, I got out
despite your mom's best efforts.
Yep,
you held on.
Yeah. Yep, and then right when I got out, I got like horrible spinal meningitis and almost died on everyone.
Spinal meningitis.
Well, you should have died just to really stick it to your mom.
Yeah. Right.
You're like, I made you carry me for 9 months, and I'm going to die immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, I like went purple and frigid on my dad, and he like threw me under his coat and shirt,
damn.
And warmed me back up. Huh. And his heartbeat, I guess, like is what also like kickstart me again.
Oh my God, that's a cute story, but don't ever tell that to somebody. Don't ever tell that to somebody and expect them to be like, oh, really?
Really?
That's not real.
Oh no, that was real. I'm selling this to Lifetime.
Yeah.
I guess I was just too powerful for me to handle.
I was a box baby, dude. They put me in the box.
With a bag of rice?
No. You want to dry up?
Like a box.
I dropped my baby in the toilet.
Yeah.
I dropped my baby in a puddle.
Yeah, give me a cardboard box and a bag of rice. I got this.
Put them in a Ziploc. Give me one of those freezer Ziplocs. You think you can fit a newborn baby in one of those?
In what?
Like a just like the big freezer.
Guy, you can fit a baby.
Igloo cooler, whatever, yeah, man. Name it. Yeah, name it.
Whatever you name it.
He reached his hand. I almost touched my hand when he said that, folks.
Fucking igloo cooler, otter box,
whatever you
what
want.
What is the other one?
A pair of boots.
A Yeti.
Yeti.
Fucking ooh. Canteen.
Yeah, you want a baby milkshake? I got it all, dude.
Guy, you could fit a baby and just buy anything you need. That's like that. How do you get 100 babies in a bowl?
Oh,
a blender.
Yeah.
How do you get them out? Tostitos chips. Remember those jokes?
Yeah. Yep.
That was like around the same time black jokes were in. Remember those?
I do.
Tell us a few.
No, I can't. What? But I was thinking about that too. Like weird things, like side slurs that I never, like racist side slurs or whatever that I never thought. Like, I just thought, oh, that's what you are. Like, that's what they do. Or like, and I never thought of it as any of a racist.
Like a like, what is a side slur? Like an appetizer slur?
Like
we don't need to give any examples.
Yeah, I know it's really hard because like
without
without being super racist and like and it's crazy because
sorry, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Like yeah,
sorry. Okay. Only side slurs that you can give as examples are Irish ones.
Mick,
what? No, Irishmen that like to hang out on porches.
Yeah,
like. an Irish porch, you know?
Yeah. You following him?
I mean, I know what he means, but I don't know what that particular one
but
means.
But I never knew you had to be Irish to hang out on a porch.
And, so it's like a thing that Irish people, that's like an Irish thing?
Yes.
So you thought like you couldn't have chicken and watermelon.
What?
Because you didn't know.
But also, I loved eating chicken and watermelon, but I never knew where like it came from or any of that.
Where the stereotype came from?
Yeah, or any of it.
Me neither.
I just thought everyone loved chicken.
How did that shit catch on, honestly?
Right?
I mean, that one actually makes sense because they owned a lot of them and they, you know, the word got around, I'm sure.
Was that just the cheapest thing?
If I had to assume, I would say that that's probably it.
Yeah.
That like chicken and watermelon was just, that was cheap.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, yeah. But like, I don't know.
There's usually a reason for what people eat, like, you know? Like, I'm not even making a joke. Like, Korean people I've seen a documentary. They don't really eat dog anymore, but the old folk do.
No, they
and they would talk about
dog.
Like my grandma. I remember eating. Do they? It came out of necessity. Just like soul food, a lot of it is the scraps.
You know? Yeah. And lobster was never like a gourmet thing. Lobster was always like just
or crawfish.
Yeah, that was
how did that switch?
That was all like poor people.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Well, because poor people started like coming up. And that's what they came up eating. So like when they would open a restaurant, they would like that's what they would serve.
And they changed the market price.
Basically, yeah. They like shifted the market.
My grandfather, Polish as fuck, didn't eat Polish food because he thought it was like lesser than him. So he only ate like high end French food. So like when we were kids, like
it's a very Polish thing to do.
But. I guess. But like, yeah, like we'd be like, bro,
what turning on your country?
Yeah. Just backwardsing it like that.
But it was really weird. Like,
yeah. Well, you said high end French food?
Like, yeah. Like,
which is considered like the highest cuisine. Yeah.
So like just like snails. So like a stick of butter. He just like was walking around eating a stick of butter.
Yeah. And a sardine on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, but like that was the stuff we didn't get shown. Pierogies and all
eating,
that.
He was just eating a croissant.
Until after he was like passed on. Then that's when like all of a sudden we started getting shown our
that's
like
a
Polish
fucking,
roots.
That's a miserable life because pierogies are like one of the greatest things.
I know, today. Dude.
They're so fucking good.
I just, I just pulled some out of the freezer to fucking make tomorrow.
Almost as good as ravioli. I'll say that. It is. Okay. It's a good copy. It's a good try.
It's not.
It's a good try. It's a good attempt of what we did first.
No.
We taught that's another thing Uncle Junior says. he goes, we taught the world how to eat. And nobody was arguing with him. He just yelled.
Or when Paulie was going to the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
In when he's in Italy?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. When they go to like a Starbucks or some shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's just trunch. Like looking at all the like fucking the decorations.
What the fuck is a venti?
Yeah.
Pierogies are better than a fucking ravioli guy.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to agree with that.
Yeah.
Pierogies are fucking great.
Well, think about what your ingredients are so subpar to what you can do to a pierogi because
ravioli can have cheese in it.
That's it.
Pierogi can too.
Yeah.
Okay. And a sweet pierogi is too. Only cheese. What is it in there? It's like
a
potato.
You can do everything in a pierogi.
Yeah. You can do anything you want.
Okay, then literally it's the same thing almost what makes it different? Because you can put whatever you want in a ravioli.
Can you?
It's something different with the dough.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, ravioli is
more
pasta,
delicious.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a pasta. Noodle.
But what is pierogi?
It's
a potato?
That's a dough.
Yeah, it's a dough. It's still like...
So is fucking pasta.
It's a little bit thicker and better.
We don't know what we're talking about.
I know a lot.
He knows what he's talking about.
I do.
I think we just have three different opinions here.
It's just
pierogies are so good.
So I love pierogies.
No, you don't.
I really do. I eat them all the time.
Would you rather have a pierogi or a fucking
honest to God, I think a pierogi.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think Italian food blows all that shit out of the water. Well, yeah, but in general. I think you guys are right. A pierogi
in
is,
general, but a pierogi, you got to give the Poles their due on that one.
Yeah, they get that's their best shit.
They like was, they knocked it out of the park with mm-hmm. the pierogi.
Yeah,
something about
oh yeah,
that the was, crispy goldenness yeah. to it. Yeah,
yeah, it's butterness. Better. Then you put sour cream on it with fucking a little salt and pepper.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right.
A little extra sauerkraut, yeah. maybe
a ravioli. You cut into it sometimes, and like the meat all falls out.
Yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
it's all in a ball.
Yeah,
yeah,
it doesn't. Yeah,
yeah, and then it's just like a weird like wet meatball in a you know noodle. Yeah. Yeah.
Think you because fit you, a baby in a pierogi?
Because a pierogi, oh, you pan fry. Ravioli, you boil.
I was so fucking mad. I had like the best.
You boil pierogi.
I had the best fucking. Yeah. I had the best dumplings ever when I was in New York. Mm. And when I came back, I was trying to find dumplings at least even close to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good luck.
So I went. I saw the dumpling place at fucking Detroit Shipping.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh shit, dumplings. I'm going to go try them.
Himalayan dumplings.
I was like, I'm going to try them. So I went, I got the dumplings, and it was that. I took one bite and the whole fucking meat came out.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding
me? It's fucking gross.
Yeah.
So how does it go? It goes pierogi, ravioli, dumpling.
Actually, I think now that dumplings are
Italian
in the game,
sausage in there.
If dumplings,
ravioli is the bottom.
Yeah,
dumpling. I'm going number one.
I'm going number one on dumpling steamed. And, right.
However,
steamed dumpling to me is like
it's real quick. Oh my it's God, quicker it's than a
so good. You dip it in some soy sauce.
And raviolis fucking, are too big.
Also,
yeah.
Have you what?
Too big or raviolis?
You can get those little tortellinis. Tortellini is just a fucking different size ravioli.
No, it's a totally different thing. No, tortellini is better than all of the three things we're talking about.
Shut up.
And I mean that. No, right. Yes, it is.
You can believe your bullshit.
I'll eat tortellini until the cows come home.
Right. No, dumplings are the best. I fucking love dumplings. Man.
I like taking a little bit of Polish culture with my dumplings. So like I'll steam them and then oil up a pan. And then saute them. Mm.
So like you're doing like a pot sticker.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But with my dumpling.
Right.
And that's pretty good. I enjoy
you
that.
You steam them and then saute them.
Yeah. And then serve them.
What kind of oil? Sesame?
No, I just do a high-end olive oil.
High-end olive oil, huh?
Yep.
Last bottle?
No, I usually get in a half-gallon tin from...
the real shit.
Yeah, yeah. And then I put
You don't like The Godfather.
I hate that movie.
Why?
It wasn't my kind of movie.
You don't like the mafia type of shit. That doesn't interest you.
Never.
Why?
It wasn't my thing.
That's fine. I don't know why there has to be a why there doesn't. It's like wizards. I don't like wizards.
Yeah,
I like
fucking
wizards.
I love wizards.
I like.
Just like how I like dragons a lot, you know?
Dragons are stupid.
Yeah.
They don't exist. But wizards, on the other hand.
Or like Batman. I fucking love Batman.
Just let me and him keep talking about the shit we love.
we're at an hour.
Aww. What already?
Yeah,
dude, it goes so fast without John.
I know. It just moves so much more smoothly.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like we found our stride.
We did. I hope John's sick forever.
Take that back, though. Knock
on this plastic wood.
This is not plastic.
Yeah,
thank
this
you very much.
Overpriced
this
thing.
Is not
this
plastic.
Was made by Galileo.
God, I wish I could. I almost did. I looked at John and just went, should I talk about price here? John's just like, no. Alex said, rah, rah, rah. I'm like, we can probably get this a little bit cheaper. Yeah. Like,
this is a Herman Miller table. Thank
Herman
you.
I heard
Melville.
She tried
thank
to tell
so
me.
Much.
She's like, you know, it's a Herman Miller piece. I go, well, it looks it's white nice and table. Fake to me.
You have nice days when it comes to shit like that.
Do we have plugs?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead, Ian.
Oh, I got nothing.
What about your beer that you're making?
What?
What about the shit that you're making?
Oh, I try not to mix pleasure with business.
I try not to fly too close to the when you're in
so I can
Caesars.
Canceled or something.
I can go first while you look your shit up.
Cool.
I'm gonna be at Max tomorrow night in Lansing, And then I will be in Windsor on Saturday the 23rd at Windsor Eats. I believe that is the name of the venue.
Sounds like an event to me.
Let me click on this Google Maps. Yep, like Windsor Eats Food Hall. I believe the show is Gangs All Here. I think that's what it's called.
It's in Windsor?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, it's a fun show. It's kind of it's like a crazy kind of lineup. Like, it's really good lineup.
All right.
March 18th, I'll be at the Blind Pig, and then the 23rd, I'll be in Caro, Michigan. Caro, anybody heard of it?
Yeah.
And then One Night Stands, I'll be there the weekend of the 28th.
Pickles. Right.
Pickles.
Should I talk about Bryce here? John's just like, no, Alex said, rah, rah, rah. I'm like, probably get this a little bit cheaper. Yeah. Like,
this is a Herman Miller table. Thank
Herman
you.
I heard Melville. She tried to Thank tell so me. Much. She's like, you know, it's a Herman Miller piece. I go, well, it looks it's white nice and table. Fake to me.
You have nice days when it comes to shit like that.
Do we have plugs?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead, Ian.
Oh, I got nothing.
What about your beer that you're making?
What?
What about the shit that you're making?
Oh, I try not to mix pleasure with business.
I try not to fly too close to the when you're in so I can Caesars.
Canceled or something. I can go first while you look your shit up.
Yeah, cool.
I'm gonna be at Max tomorrow night in Lansing, and then I will be in Windsor on Saturday the 23rd at Windsor Eats. I believe that is the name of the venue.
Sounds like an event to me.
Let me click on this Google Maps. Yep, like Windsor Eats Food Hall. I believe the show is Gangs All Here. I think that's what it's called.
It's in Windsor?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, it's a fun show. It's like a crazy kind of lineup. Like, it's really good lineup.
All right.
March 18th, I'll be at the Blind Pig, and then the 23rd, I'll be in Caro, Michigan. Caro? Anybody heard of it?
Yeah.
And then One Night Stands, I'll be there the weekend of the 28th.
Pickles.
Pickles.